Okay, hey everyone. as I was listening to Cheryl, I had the thought that I used to think NTI was written for me. Now I actually think it was written for Cheryl. She sounds so natural and so perfect and so clear when she teaches it. So thank you, Cheryl. Yeah, you too. All right. Well, hey everyone. Happy Sunday evening. Welcome back, Lord Blue. I see you didn't get enough last night. tonight we are here for Holy Spirit Guides. This is the time that's dedicated to going over the personal messages that have been given to me in order to be helpful to me. Oh, shoot. And you know what? I'm going to have to leave the room and come right back because I forgot to log in as admin, and I want to be able to give you guys a link. And I can't do that unless I log in as admin. So be patient for just 1 second. I'll be right back. So let's still go ahead and say a prayer, and then we'll get started, all right? Holy Spirit, I want to say thank you for all things. I feel the edge of something now, the edge of what I'm going to call awareness. It's a word that's frequently used to describe this thing isn't the right word either. I guess awareness. This awareness that I feel the edge of. One thing that has been happening for me in the last couple of months is I occasionally feel the edge of what I'll call awareness, because there seems to be no other word for it. I feel the edge. And I know that what I am feeling the edge of is that which I am. And I know from even feeling the edge of it that everything else is inside of it. I used to read the teachings or hear the teachings that the world is inside of me, and there was no experience for that. But when I feel this edge, I can feel that everything is inside of me, just barely. I'll call that awareness, because there just is no other word that I can even come up with. And I want to say thank you for that edge. And Spirit, I want to give my willingness to go more fully into that edge, so that it is more than an edge, but a total experience. I understand that means leaving the experience that I've become accustomed to, the experience of a me in a world. But that's okay. I am willing. Amen. Okay, let me just try one more time letting go of the control key and see if I can grab the mic. If not, I'll pick the control key back up. Yay, it worked that time. Woohoo! Okay, good. Sometimes it's just a matter of patience, right? until it's time. You guys can't hear me, right? It's not just my imagination that the mic is holding itself now. Nobody's commenting. Hopefully you can hear me. Yay! Okay, good. All right, here's the link one more time. So look at that. Now I'm both admin and I can talk. How cool. All right. We're looking at a message, and the message is, oh, wait, I've already done that. The message is stop to be grateful for awareness. Isn't that funny? Okay, I'm done. I'm done. Yeah, I stopped. I didn't say I already did that. I stopped to be grateful for awareness, and then I look at the message, and that's the name of the message. I think it's hilarious. Okay, stop to be grateful for awareness. That's the name of the message. I've given y'all the link a couple of times. This is coming from November 6th or November 7th, I don't remember exactly, 2007. Again, this is a message that was given to both Laurent and me, but during this time Laurent was in Paris and I was in North Carolina. And it looks like I just started the day by asking Spirit an open-ended question: what is the most helpful thing to share with me now? Okay, so let's read Spirit's message. You have been letting your mind rest in appreciation on the idea that you are the master. Okay, I just want to stop there and explain what that means for anyone who has not been following the messages that were given to Laurent and me. But what the Holy Spirit taught Laurent and me is that we were already the master. You know, there was this idea in the mind at that time, at least for me, that I wanted to become the master. Like, I perceived Jesus as a master. I was not that. And I wanted to become that, right? And what Holy Spirit taught us is that we were already the master. And that, in fact, whatever experience we're having, whether it's having an experience of being aware of ourselves, or whether it seems to be a complete unawareness of ourself, like if it just seems to be an absolute story of human victimhood, for example, that experience was coming to us through our mastership, right? That, that basically we are having whatever experience that we are choosing to experience. So we are already the master, even if we're using that mastership to perceive ourselves as a complete victim, right? And so what I was giving my willingness to during that time was, well, it's really like the teaching from last night, to accept choice, or to see that I already was the master, to no longer see myself as needing to achieve mastership, but realize that I already was the master, and then just to change the question to, so what do I want to do with this mastership that I have? You know, do I want to continue to think in ways that causes me to suffer? Or do I want to learn to use the mastership that I already have differently? All right? So let's go back to the first sentence of this message. You have been letting your mind rest in appreciation on the idea that you are the master. You have seen that resistance comes from you, and you are experiencing it without fear or hurry. There is a place in your mind that is telling you, you must hurry and do something. But you are wise enough to rest and listen for me. This is all progress that I'd like you to take time to appreciate now. Notice these thoughts and actions in your mind, and realize you are listening very carefully to me. So again, what Holy Spirit wants me to notice is that I am following guidance. You know, Holy Spirit is a very good teacher. And Holy Spirit knows that in order to teach, the student needs both what we would call correction, you know, like not correction in the form of punishment, but correction in the form of if you're going in the wrong direction, like if you are trying to go to the North Pole but you're starting to turn towards the South, you need that correction to get back to the North, right? So the Holy Spirit knows that the student needs correction, but the Holy Spirit also knows the student needs to know good job, right, when you're doing the right thing, so that you'll continue to repeat those new behaviors, those new habits. So Holy Spirit is just, as a good teacher, taking a moment here to tell me these new habits are good, right? These are helpful habits. These are habits that are going to keep you moving in the right direction. You know, you still have that part of your mind that definitely thinks you need to achieve something, right? You need to achieve something. Like I said, that part of the mind that says Jesus was a master, I'm not. I'm somehow less than, and I have to work really, really hard to get what he had. And that's actually a complete misperception, because we are already fully ourself. We are already fully that which we see demonstrated in Jesus. So Spirit is telling me that I still hear that part of my mind that's telling me I got to hurry, I got to do something, I got to work hard. And he says, but you're wise enough to rest. You're wise enough now, even though those thoughts are there, not to listen to them. And he says, take time to appreciate this. You know, take time to have gratitude for this progress, for these new helpful habits. And of course, as I mentioned, you know, Spirit is a great teacher. So what Spirit is really doing is confirming those new habits in me and helping me to understand how useful they are, so that I will use them more and more, right? Keep moving in the right direction. All right, so let's look at the second paragraph. When you have taken one step without faltering over it too much, it is time to take another. Look at this. It's like Spirit's teaching me to walk, right? I've taken one step. I've learned this step of, okay, I can still hear the mind saying I need to achieve, but I'm learning not to listen to that anymore. And now Spirit's saying, okay, you're doing pretty good there. So it's time to start taking another step, right? When you have taken one step without faltering over it too much, it is time to take another. Each new step brings with it all of the previous ones. This is why you see the image of the stairway disappearing each time you take a step. Each new step is inclusive of all those that came before it. Any step that has ever been helpful will continue to help as you ascend higher within the awareness of your mind. This is the stairway to heaven, as you like to call it. It is ascension into awareness. It is ascension from not being aware into being fully aware, which is also why it is called the ascension from sleeping to awakening. As such, you cannot help but notice more awareness as you ascend your stairway to heaven. If you stop to be grateful for one thing, stop to be grateful for awareness. Awareness is awakening, no matter what you are aware of. More awareness means that you have awakened further. And of course, the reason I laughed when I looked at the message and saw the name of the message was because during the prayer, as soon as I closed my eyes, I think you guys know how I pray. I don't have a planned prayer. I close my eyes, and I think I almost always feel to start with gratitude. But what happens when I close my eyes is it's like what I am to be grateful for specifically at the beginning of this teaching is given. So I close my eyes, and I go into gratitude, and then I feel for what I am to be grateful for. And then I pray a prayer of gratitude for that. Like if you were here last night, it was a prayer of gratitude for peace. Well, what happened when I closed my eyes today was I felt what I called the edge. And the reason I call it the edge is because right now that's all I experience it as. But the best way that I can describe the edge for you is if the entire universe were in a crystal ball. Right? You have a crystal ball, and inside the crystal ball is the entire universe, including all of time. And before, I thought that I was this itty-bitty thing inside of that crystal ball called Regina. And from that perspective of being Regina, you could say I was the center of the universe, right? And if a certain part of the universe was outside of my awareness, then it really didn't even exist for me. Okay? But what's happening now is that I sometimes, not all of the time, I feels like the edge of the outside of the crystal ball. So that everything, including Regina, is inside of me. That's what I'm calling the edge. And I'm calling it the edge because I really do feel like I'm at the edge of it. I don't feel like I'm fully settled into it. But I can feel the edge of it. And that's amazing. And so today when I closed my eyes and I felt gratitude, what I felt was that feeling of the edge. And like I said, the only word I could think of to describe it, to give it a name, would be awareness. Although awareness is just a word and the edge is something very, very real. That's just the only word I could think of, so I used that word. And so it's interesting to close my eyes, to go into my gratitude, to feel the guidance, to feel gratitude for the edge. And then to open up my eyes and to look at the message that we're about to read tonight and to see that it says, if you stop to be grateful for only one thing, stop to be grateful for awareness. Now, I haven't always felt the edge. In fact, as I've told you, I've only started feeling the edge in the last couple of months, and I only feel it brief moments here and there. Not even the edge is constant yet. But before I could feel the edge, I did have levels of awareness that were increasingly new. You know, like the earliest level of awareness that I remember would be what I would call willingness, actually. You know, back when I was reading Peace Pilgrim, I tuned into a new awareness right there. The new awareness was, there was an awareness that she knew something that I didn't know. And in fact, to put it into words, she knew what love was. For me, love was an emotion, right? Like I feel the emotion of loving you or loving this experience. For her, love was a very real and intelligent living power, right? And I knew that she knew it for a fact. I knew that she knew what love was, that she was completely within it and completely in harmony with it. And I wanted to know what she knew. That was the birth of my willingness. But that was a new awareness, because prior to having that sparked in me, I didn't have an awareness that there was something called love, you know, a power, an intelligence called love. Before that, love was just an emotion. And then as I moved forward on the spiritual path, I became aware of a new awareness. The new awareness, I guess it's what we call observer, but it was the ability to watch my mind, not just be my mind, right? Because up until that awareness kicked in, I was just being my mind. You know, I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice when my mind prompted me to get angry. I didn't see it as a prompt. I didn't see it as a choice. It just happened. Something seemingly outside of me happened, and I reacted with anger. There was no awareness at all of what was going on in the mind, of the options, the choices, and therefore the choice not to get angry. So as I shifted into observer, I stopped being the mind, and I started being the one who had a choice about the mind, right? Now, that's just the first couple of steps of awareness. And if we look back at this particular message, notice what Holy Spirit is saying. I'm going to go back a paragraph. Holy Spirit says, when you have taken one step without faltering over it too much, it is time to take another. Each new step brings with it all of the previous ones. This is why you see, referring to my imagination, this is why you see the image of the stairway disappearing each time you take a step. Each new step is inclusive of all those that came before it. Any step that has ever been helpful will continue to help as you ascend higher within the awareness of your mind. So what that would mean is that very first level of awareness, the awareness that there was a power called love, not just an emotion, right? That level of awareness was still there when I took the next step and became the observer of the mind, right? And as I became more than the observer, but one who could quickly discern and make right choices, right? More of a master at that level, you could say. The previous steps were still included. So as we gain awareness, there is only gain. There is never loss. Holy Spirit continues, this is the stairway to heaven, as you like to call it. It is ascension into awareness. What's happening is we're gaining greater and greater awareness. If we go back to where I started, again, for me, love was only an emotion. It could come and it can go. There was no awareness at all of a power called love, right? I was just being the mind. I had no idea that the mind was giving prompts that I could choose to listen to or not listen to. At that point, I had no real awareness at all. I was completely asleep. But then the levels of awareness began to kick in. And I became strong at one level of awareness, then the next level of awareness. This is awakening. That's exactly what this is. Increasing awareness is awakening. It's moving from a state of living unconsciousness to a state of living consciousness. This is the stairway to heaven, as you like to call it. It is ascension into awareness. It is ascension from not being aware into being fully aware, which is also why it is called the ascension from sleeping to awakening. As such, you cannot help but notice more awareness as you ascend your stairway to heaven. If you stop to be grateful for one thing, stop to be grateful for awareness. So what this means to me is that we don't even have to be aware of the edge, as I call it, to be grateful for awareness. Because as soon as we begin the path of awakening, we have increased awareness over the awareness that we had before. So if my current awareness is back at what I'm going to call the first step on the path, if my current awareness is, I am now aware that there's a power called love. I'm aware that it's something very real. And I'm aware that I can get to know it. Even if I don't know it yet, I'm aware that I can get to know it. I want to stop to be grateful for that awareness. Because that awareness is already an ascension. Right? I didn't have that awareness before. I want to stop to be grateful for awareness. And if I'm at the next level of awareness, which, by the way, sometimes can actually be quite painful, at least it was for me. When I first got to the next level of awareness, which was observing the mind, at first it was painful. And the reason it was painful, of course, is because I was still observing it with judgment, right? I was looking at my mind and noticing all of the hate thoughts, the attack thoughts, right, the grievances. I'd never looked before. I'd never paid attention. I was just being the mind, remember? Now I'm looking. But I still had some judgment in there while I was looking, and it was painful. But even at that level, that's a new awareness. Before, I wasn't aware of the mind. I was just being the mind. So even though it's painful, stop and be grateful, because this is a new step. This is continuing in the ascension. Right? And now that I'm feeling just the edge, I will be honest with you, and I'm sure this isn't hard for you to imagine, you know, for the last couple of months, as I mentioned, I feel the edge occasionally. Well, the ego is still here. So you know what the ego has to say about feeling the edge occasionally? Well, ego says, you know, you're not good enough. You should be feeling fully that awareness all of the time. Because that's the way ego is, isn't it? So instead of celebrating that I can feel the edge occasionally, ego wants to use it to remind me that I'm not good enough. But look what Spirit says. Spirit says, stop to be grateful for awareness. Stop to be grateful that you feel the edge. Stop to be grateful that you're starting to notice you can choose again. Stop to be grateful that you're aware that there is a power called love, even if you're not sure how to be fully within it, right? Within the awareness of it. And I think most of us probably know why Spirit is teaching us to stop to be grateful. Because whatever we have gratitude for, right, that expands within our experience. Gratitude is an attraction factor. So if I stop to be grateful for the edge, if I stop to be grateful for awareness, regardless of what step on that stairway I'm on, right? Just whatever awareness I have, it's greater than the awareness I used to have. That's always true if we're on the stairway. So if I stop to be grateful for the awareness I have, I am going to continue to ascend. It's a natural effect of my gratitude. And here, in this particular message, when this was given in 2007, the step I was on, right, was another edge. It was the edge. It was a different edge than the edge I'm feeling now. But it was the edge of accepting that I already am the master, right? That even my suffering comes through my mastership. That there's nothing that has to be achieved. Nothing new that has to be gained. That was the edge that I was feeling then. And I'm being told by Spirit at that step to stop and be grateful for that awareness. You know, I'm not being told you need to have a greater awareness in order to be happy. The awareness you have now is not good enough, which is the way ego likes to speak, right? Whatever awareness you have, it's not good enough. You need a better awareness. That's ego. Spirit says, stop and be grateful for the awareness you have. And that's an attraction factor. That's going to put little wings on us so that we continue to ascend the stairway to heaven. So if you stop to be grateful for only one thing, stop to be grateful for awareness. Awareness is awakening no matter what you are aware of. See, it doesn't matter which step you are on. More awareness means that you have awakened further. All right, so here's some types of awareness that we may not have thought to be grateful for. In fact, ego may have told us to judge ourselves. Here's some types of awareness that Spirit is guiding us to be grateful for. Be grateful for awareness of your own resistance. You are no longer sleeping when you see. Now, if your ego is anything like my ego, and I'm guessing that it most definitely is, then I'm sure you have experienced not only being in resistance, but feeling awful about that, feeling guilty about that, right? That's because ego is saying your resistance is bad. But Spirit says, be grateful that you're aware of your resistance. Do you realize that for every one of us, there was a time when we were fully resisting truth, and we weren't even aware that we were resisting truth? You know, in the teachings of Inner Ramana, right at the end of the book, Inner Ramana teaches us about three states of mind. The first state of mind is called resistor. And you know what the resistor is? The resistor is just a person that fully believes he or she is a person. You know, the resistor says, hey, my name's Regina. I live in Pueblo West. I came from Coffeyville, Kansas. I have a brother. I have a daughter, blah, blah, blah. This is who I am. And fully, this is who I am. That's total resistance. Total resistance. And yet we're not even aware that we're resisting. Heck, we're not even aware that there's another possibility that we could be something else, right? So when we get to the point that we're aware that we're resisting, that is already an increase in awareness. That is already something to be grateful for. Granted, ego tells you, you know, you're terrible. You shouldn't be resisting truth, right? But spirit doesn't judge. Spirit sees differently. Spirit says, be grateful that you're aware of your resistance. There was a time when you weren't. You see, you are ascending. You are awakening. You are aware of something you once were not aware of. Awareness is awakening. That's a totally different song than the one that ego sings. The second one, be grateful when denied thoughts and feelings are uncovered for you. You are no longer sleeping when you see. We talked about this last night. We talked about being willing to rejoice at seeing your errors, right? We also talked about that that's certainly not what the spiritual ego wants. The spiritual ego wants you and me, wants us all, to act spiritual, right? Whatever image is in our mind of how a spiritual person acts, it wants us to act that out. And in the process of acting that out, then if we become even slightly aware of an error, or slightly aware of a flash of anger, for example, slightly aware of making a mistake, the spiritual ego wants us to repress that fully, very, very quickly, because a spiritual person doesn't act like that, right? The reason we know that's ego is because of the judgment. The judgment. I should not have felt that flash of anger. A spiritual person doesn't feel a flash of anger. I will not admit to myself or anyone else that I felt a flash of anger, right? I'm going to act spiritual. But look what Holy Spirit says. Be grateful when denied thoughts and feelings are uncovered for you. Be grateful for that awareness, right? And the truth is, there was a time when we weren't aware. You know, like I said, when I was just being the mind, I was just getting angry. There wasn't even an awareness of what I would call the prompt to be angry, the opportunity to be angry or not get angry, the opportunity to only be angry for a second and then quickly change my mind, right? It wasn't even there, or I wasn't aware of it. Now, if a flash of anger comes up, I can feel that flash of anger for a second, and I can recognize it and choose not to follow that any further. Right? Be grateful for that awareness. Don't deny it. The third one, be grateful for messages in clouds, on billboards, in movies or music or books. You are no longer sleeping when you see. Well, I'm sure you guys are aware that as we ascend this stairway to heaven, we begin to see messages from what we call Holy Spirit, right? But we see messages that are meaningful to us, or we hear messages that are meaningful to us in a variety of ways, right? It could be a commercial on TV, and there could be a sentence in that commercial, and you go, ah, right? And something clicks inside of you. It has a meaning for you that is helpful, right? Movies. I know we all do it in movies all of the time. Songs. Not even spiritual songs, just popular songs on the radio. We hear a spiritual message being sung to us. Well, there was a time when we didn't have that awareness, right? There was a time when the whole world was not singing the messages of the Holy Spirit, at least not to me. I mean, I used to listen to songs and watch movies and everything, and I didn't get these messages. In fact, just last weekend, I watched a movie with my mom that I had seen before. I saw the exact same movie, but it was before I was on the spiritual path. Last weekend, I watched it with my mom, and it was full of messages of letting go of ego. In fact, to me, they were obvious, but they weren't there before. Why weren't they there before? What's changed? Not the movie. They didn't change the script in the movie. It's my awareness. My awareness has changed. I'm awakening. If I am hearing messages from Holy Spirit in songs, in things just random friends say when they're not trying to teach, right? Random friends say, a sign on a billboard, right? Movies. If I am seeing the messages of the Holy Spirit all around me, I have got to be awakening. And of course, there's still that voice in the mind that we call the ego that's always trying to tell us we're not good enough, we aren't far enough, we have to work harder. But that is not spirit. Spirit simply says, be grateful. Be grateful for messages in clouds, on billboards, in movies, or music, or books. You are no longer sleeping when you see. Be grateful for your brothers when you remember who they are. You are no longer sleeping when you see. Jesus says something in the Bible. I don't have the exact quote, but the idea is, anyone is teaching with me being Jesus, right? Anyone is teaching with me, if he so much as gives a cup of water to his brother because he knows who his brother is. Something like that, you know? If there is a thought, even the slightest thought, even the edge of a thought, that my brother is not just this human that he appears to be, but my brother is actually Christ. My brother is actually life itself, right? If there is even the edge of that thought at any time, maybe it's not even consistent. Because as far as I know, all new awarenesses, at least in my experience, they have an inconsistency in the beginning, right? So if I'm even at the edge of that, be grateful. Be grateful that I am at least sometimes aware of who my brothers really are. Because that's a new awareness. Again, there was a time, you know, for me, well, it would have been just prior to 2004, so we're talking, you know, definitely less than 10 years ago, when it never occurred to me that people were anything but people. It never occurred to me that my brothers were actually God itself, you know? That's a new awareness. Be grateful. Put on those wings of gratitude and ascend the stairway of heaven by being grateful with the continuing awareness, the continuing awakening that is occurring in each and every one of us every day. How often do we stop to be grateful for our awareness? Here's the last example that Holy Spirit gives. Be grateful for yourself, the focus of your mind, and your use of time. You are no longer sleeping when you see. All right, so what did I used to do with my time? Well, I can tell you I did not read spiritual books. I did not meditate. I did not teach spirituality. I did not discuss spirituality. I did not do any of those things. Why has the way that I use my time, why has it changed? Because I'm awakening. I read a book, I don't remember which book it was. It's just been in the last year. But I read a book, and in the book there was a paragraph where the teacher was telling, I think it was Robert Adams, Silence of the Heart. Robert Adams. And he was telling the people who were listening to him, his students or disciples or devotees, whatever you call them. He was telling them, you know you are awakening if. You know you are awakening if. And one of the things he said was, if you want to use your time to go to what he called satsang, right? If you want to be at satsang, you know you're awakening. Well, if you want to be in ACIM Gather, you know you are awakening. If you'd rather be here, I mean, why are you here? Why aren't you somewhere else right now? There was a time when you weren't here, right? There was a time when you would have preferred to do something else with your time. The reason that we're here now is because we are awakening. This is what we are attracted to. So be grateful for yourself. the focus of your mind and your use of time. You are no longer sleeping when you see. Holy Spirit says, you see when you remember me. You see when you remember who you are. You see when you remember to be relaxed in trust. You see when you know what it is that you see. You see whenever you are aware. Whenever you feel even a wisp of realization, right? The edge, as I was calling it a while ago, the edge. You see whenever you are aware. Whenever you feel even a wisp of realization. I just realized I'm reading without my glasses. I can't do that. Apparently I see tonight. It just hit me. Wait a second, I don't have my glasses on. I guess that's a good symbol since we're reading this message about being able to see. I see. Oh my God, it's a miracle. Those are the glasses over there. That's kind of funny. All right, so you see. You see whenever you are aware. Whenever you feel even a wisp of realization. Be grateful for each tiny wisp through which you see. Be grateful for each tiny wisp. I mean, a wisp itself is small, isn't it? But what about a tiny wisp? How small is a tiny wisp? I mean, to the ego, a tiny wisp is not anywhere near good enough, you sucker, you. I mean, hell, there are people out there that see a whole lot better than you do. Right? That's how the ego sees a tiny wisp, right? But what does Spirit say? Be grateful for each tiny wisp through which you see. And each wisp shall carry you higher into awareness of me. Be grateful for each tiny wisp through which you see. And each wisp shall carry you higher into the awareness of me. Do not worry that you are not listening to me. You don't all have to put up your hands. But really, how many of us have felt that before? You know, worried that we aren't listening to Spirit, worried that we can't hear Spirit, worried that we don't know our guidance. Where does that worry come from? Does that worry come from Spirit? Of course not. Worry never comes from Spirit. So when I am currently worried that I don't hear Spirit, I am currently in ego, am I not? Hey, Rija. I'm currently in ego. Do not worry that you are not listening to me. Instead, notice that you are. Right? Spirit is not the one that teaches us to judge. This is the correction. Remember I said Spirit's a good teacher? I said Spirit teaches both through correction and through telling us good job when we have good habits. Well, the correction is judging ourselves, saying it's not good enough. Other people, those people over there, they're more spiritual than me. Those people over there, they hear Spirit better than me. They follow guidance better than me. They watch their minds better than me. That's all ego. That's all ego. Spirit says, do not worry that you are not listening to me. Notice that you are. That's a completely different perspective. Instead of looking for all the ways that you're failing, instead of looking for all of the ways that you aren't far enough along, right? What awarenesses do you have now that you didn't used to have? Do movies have a different meaning than they once did? At least some movies? Do songs have a different meaning? Are you spending your time in a different way? Are you attracted to ACIM Gather or A Course in Miracles or NTI, right, or Muji? Right? Spirit says, be grateful that you are. Notice that you are. Pay attention to the are, not the are not. You know, there's another message that I think is coming soon in the messages from Regina and Laurent, or maybe we already read it. I don't know. I'm not good. As far as human memory goes, mine sucks. There you go, Cliff. I said sucks twice in one teaching. So I don't know if I already taught this or if it's coming. But there's a message in the Regina and Laurent messages that says that you always go in the direction that your eyes are focused. Right? You pull yourself in the direction that your eyes are focused. So if I'm focused on all the ways that I'm not hearing spirit, right? On all the wrong choices I'm making, on, you know, all of, if I'm focused in that direction, which direction am I pulling myself in? See why this is a correction? Again, if we want to go north, but we start turning south, Holy Spirit needs to correct us. And we're turning south when we focus on, I'm not good enough. Other people are better than me, right? So Spirit needs to correct our direction. And the correction is, be grateful for where you are. Be grateful for the progress you've made. Be grateful for the ways you hear me. Be grateful for how you're spending your time differently, right? Be grateful for the awareness you have that you didn't used to have, whatever it is. Be grateful. Do not worry that you are not listening to me. Are you getting licked on the face?
She's attacking Danielle.
Oh, the dog is attacking Danielle and Jasmine's laughing. You having fun, Jamie? Do not worry that you are not listening to me. Jamie's in love with Danielle right now. She went over there and she's just standing over her. You like Danielle? She's a nice girl, huh? Okay. Do not worry that you are not listening to me. Notice that you are. Be grateful for it. This is keeping... Oh, here's... Here's the line I said was coming in one of these messages. It's here. It's in this message. Okay. This is keeping your face turned in the direction that you choose to go. There we go. This is teaching yourself to see. Do not worry that you are not listening to me. Notice that you are. Be grateful for it. This is keeping your face turned in the direction that you choose to go. Right? If you're going to attract yourself in the direction you look, you want to keep your attraction in the direction of ascension. And you keep your attraction in the direction of ascension for being grateful for the ascension that you've made. Even if it's, you know, a centimeter, right? That very first ascension, that awareness that there is a power called love instead of just an emotion called love. That awareness that someone else is aware of something real that you aren't. Isn't that itself new? Isn't that the beginning? So be grateful for that. Do not worry that you are not listening to me. Notice that you are. Be grateful for it. This is keeping your face turned in the direction that you choose to go. This is teaching yourself to see. All right, well, we have a bit of time left, and I don't think I want to, unless the next message happens to be teeny tiny, let me check. But it's long. I don't think I want to start another message today. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to play a song, unless Lord Blue has a question. Do you have a question, Lord Blue? That would give us something to do. Let's see. The CD, you do have a question? Well, then give it to us, Lord Blue. I don't even know if he's serious. Who can tell? Who in this room can tell when Lord Blue is being serious and when he's not? Not I. Not I, that's for sure. But I love him. Okay, here we go. Question. Let's see what we got. Can you explain that feeling of edge a little bit more? Yeah, not too well. Not too well, Lord Blue. But I will try. I'll just try. I mean, I'm only going to repeat the same thing that I've repeated because it's the only way that I have to explain it at this point. But again, before, right? Let's start with before. Before, I was Regina. Even as I am becoming more peaceful, right? More fully the observer, more fully able to watch my mind and see options and choose right-minded options instead of wrong-minded options, right? I was still fully Regina. I was Regina being more peaceful, right? Regina being happier, okay? Now what's only just beginning, I only feel the edge of it occasionally, all right? It's that edge of an I that isn't Regina. It's, like I said, it's as if you imagine that the entire universe is actually inside of a crystal ball, this I is the outside of the crystal ball. It's not a part of the universe at all, you know? And I can't really describe what it feels like because there's just no way to do that. That's impossible. Like I said, I'm using the word awareness because that's the word that other people have put to it before, and I don't have a new word. But for me, the best way to describe it is, for me right now, is the edge, because that's what it feels like. It feels like I'm only on the edge of it. Do I feel more love? Oh, good question. I feel more omnipotence. And maybe that's what love really is, right? Because before, love, as I mentioned, was an emotion. I don't feel more of that emotion. But I feel more what I would call clear omnipotence. And from that place, everything is in me, therefore nothing is rejected. I think you also have to call that love. There is no, this is what's interesting. When I feel that edge, there is no self-judgment. In this case, self-judgment would include like judgment of you, right? Or judgment of the weather. So it has to be love, because everything is in me. I am that that which holds all things. Yeah, all inclusiveness. I am that which contains all things. But it's all me. None of it is rejected. None of it is judged. Right? And it's all me. So yeah, I guess you would call that love. Although it doesn't have that emotional feel. It has more a feeling of just clarity, omnipotence, acceptance, inclusiveness. Yeah, those are good words. Oneness. Oneness, that's a damn good word. That's a damn good word. Oh, absolutely, peace. Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel like you're being pulled into something? Yeah. Yeah, I do. And I feel like my job at this point is to give my willingness to continue to be pulled into it. It certainly doesn't feel like someplace I can make myself go, right? It's not like there's anything I can do to make myself go. I just need to give my willingness to be brought into it. So thank you, Lord Blue. You used up some time. We have 4 minutes, which is perfect for listening to a song. I am going to put on my glasses now and look at the back of this CD.
Hold on.
Jasmine says, hold on.
Hi. I wanted to say hi.
Okay, she said hi.
I said hi like 5 times, but you kept talking.
I'm going to play song number 10 here. This is Helena's CD. Helena, I can't say her last name, but she hangs out with David Hoffmeister. And all of the music is...
Right.
That's Donna. All of the
hi Donna, hi Dove, hi.
All of the music is Rasta music, and then Helena has redone it, so it sounds a little more rock-like instead of folk-like. And I'm playing song number 10, which is called "That's Not the Reason Why." And whoops, how do I get that to pop up? Well, here we go. Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Who's that?
Well, you don't know her, I don't think. You don't know her either.
Oh, geez.
They know you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Awesome. Here's song number 10. Whoops. Volume might help. That down just because it is now 6 o'clock. So thanks you guys for coming and hanging out with me, and I will be back on Wednesday morning. Until then, have a great week. Bye.